T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, coming up in just a few minutes. We'll get his perspective on the rematch. It is a Red Friday.
Absolutely.
And I haven't felt the buzz up until now this week. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, just being out and about. Now today, and it's a brief stop, a quick trip, okay? So right. It wasn't like huge. But I did see the three people I saw were not only wearing red Quick Trip gear, but I did see some Chiefs garb.
Okay.
But I do question, like, is it the same now?
Yeah, I wonder too.
Is it getting a little stale for it? It shouldn't be.
No, never should be stale.
It shouldn't be, but I kind of
especially in this town.
I know Sunday night will be rocking, okay? Right. I know once we get to Sunday night it'll be rocking, but I'm just wondering, like, the everybody else, and if you're not going there, are you into it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there still a playoff like vibe to it or excitement about it? Because it feels a little like, oh, well, this is going to be a cupcake, and maybe the real playoffs start next week, and we'll get into it then.
Yeah.
I think the game, you know, is on paper is all Chiefs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean this whole thing isn't for real. Do you get that sense that it's kind of?
Yeah, I don't get the sense, like, you know, it was when we were, you know, doing shows at Rally House and saging the stadium and the excitement that we had those couple of years, the first couple of years in the playoffs. I think right now, much like me, I think the playoffs are a guarantee with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I mean, it has to be a guarantee. And we got this text from the text line yesterday in the 816. 4 years ago, it was chaos going into the postseason. Now, all of a sudden, it's just another game. I sure hope we don't lose that passion and just start expecting to go into the playoffs. We should know how special this is. And that text really hit me, because that was one that I looked at and I said, oh, okay, you're feeling like there isn't as much excitement around Kansas City this week for the postseason. There should always be excitement in this town in particular for the postseason, regardless of what sport we're in and regardless of how many years we've made it in to the postseason consecutively, because we went 30 years in baseball without getting into the postseason and winning anything. We went 50 years between championships in the National Football League and suffered a lot of playoff losses along the way. There should never be apathy in Kansas City for a postseason berth for any of our teams, because we know how long it was and how hard it was to get to this point where now we can kind of rely on our franchises to get into the postseason.
We got a little spoiled.
And win in the postseason.
Played a whole bunch of postseason games,
yeah,
at Arrowhead Stadium, at
sure.
home.
Mm-hmm.
But don't take it for granted, man.
Never take it for granted. Ever take it for granted.
All right, we'll talk to the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. He's going to warn you not to fully sleep on those Steelers. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. He's the voice of Chiefs Kingdom and the premier play-by-play man in the NFL.
Off of Edelman and pick by the Honey Badger, pick six! Tyrann Mathieu, pick six!
Andy joins Fesco in the Morning every Friday at 7:30, right here on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Butker's kick is up, he lines it up, the kick is long enough, it is good!
610 Sports Radio. Here's Mitch Holtis.
It is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, joining us, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. We did play the sound.
You are the most professional broadcaster that we have in this building.
Oh, that was on the air?
Yes.
Okay, well, it could have been worse. We did play the sounder, right? Not easy.
We did.
Okay, thank
yes.
you, Chris. Yeah. I just make sure everybody out there knew. We did play the sounder, so another one will come your way at 7:45.
I mean, I guess Mitch is technically in our building now. He's probably the most professional broadcaster
we
have.
That's right. But Mitch knows. We normally have people to turn our mics on and off. when we're in the booth.
No, wait a minute. Kling is the most professional broadcaster in the Odyssey building.
Have you seen what he's competing against, Mitch?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
So it's like winning the high A rookie summer championship of the year.
Right. Yes.
No.
Whatever awards.
Kling's like the 19-year-old dude who goes back to high school and like hangs out in the parking lot and then like dominates on the pickup basketball court against a bunch of freshmen.
Right. And he goes, "When's prom?"
Right. And he's buying the cigarettes and beer for all the underage kids. You know, he's one of those guys.
Geez. Jeez.
No, Kling's awesome. And Kling, thanks for being on with me Monday night. By the way, a tip of the cap here to your new producer. How many times do you have producers of a morning show that also covers the Archie World Wins?
That's right.
He is the beat reporter for the Archie High School World Wins.
Chris Tenpenny, there you go.
Doesn't it get any bigger than that, man? Sorry.
It really doesn't. I mean, and I was telling him the other day, my first job was down there in Appleton City. I was fired after my first broadcast. And I said, "Congratulations, you lasted more than one game, right?
You lasted longer.
Great learning experience for me down there when I was in college, Mitch."
Before we forget, Bob, I'm just doing this because my short-term memory is kicking in. For some reason, Mitch, I don't know the genesis of this. I don't know, but it's been happening a lot recently. Obviously, you're big into nicknames when possible. Our listeners have dubbed Derek Gore, for some reason, Gorax. I don't know where it came from, but I really like it.
Gorax. Yeah, I don't mind it. Now we got to do some research to make sure it's not highly offensive to some part of the world. But yeah, I like Gorak.
I do too. I think it sounds pretty
it's
good.
Better than the Warhawk. I've been calling the Warhawk just because he played at Louisiana Monroe. But it could be. Hey, what about Gorak the Warhawk?
I like it.
There you go.
I think you stumbled on something.
There you go. So the text line's just here to help.
Have it.
Yes, good job.
Well, thank you, Kling. I like to give you attribution every time I use it, but. We'll go with Gorak the Warhawk.
Yeah, no, these are the text line. For better or worse, these are our listeners.
That's right.
So
they want it. You do it. Yeah. You'll have a bunch of new fans or still fans. But anyway, we're playing a game this weekend, and it just seems like, other than Mike Florio, I haven't yet to find anybody else picking the Steelers in this one. But what makes this Patrick Big Ben matchup especially a fun one for you?
Well, first of all, does it surprise you that Mike Florio's picking the Steelers?
No, he's Mike Florio,
The 49ers to actually physically hurt Patrick Mahomes and do it on purpose so they could get, they'll get me started on that guy. But what really makes this fun is it's the alpha and omega nature of it. It's somewhat poetic in this game in the fact that, like, you look into the reflection of the pond and you see someone else. And this is the Mahomes-Roethlisberger matchup to me. Now, I'm going to give Matt McMullen, speaking of attribution, the Matt Stat man who I work with during the week is just awesome. But he came up with one, posted it last night, that Patrick Mahomes, this will be his 9th postseason start under the age of 27. Only one human being in the NFL had more starts than Patrick Mahomes under the age of 27, and it was Big Ben. Remember the start that they had? Big Ben went to the AFC Championship game in his rookie year, first year as a starter. And in the first year as a starter, Patrick Mahomes went to the AFC Championship game. They both lost to Tom Brady. The next year, Big Ben wins the Super Bowl. Into the 2005 season, he beats Seattle. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, in his second full year as a starter, wins the Super Bowl with the win over San Francisco. Then you look, I put this up just seconds ago before I went on with you guys, the top three quarterbacks in winning percentage in NFL history in their first 5 years. And remember, Patrick didn't have his first year. That was his apprentice year. One, Tom Brady at 80%. Two, Patrick Mahomes at 79%. This is counting the playoffs. And Patrick is 56-15. And third is Ben Roethlisberger at 73%. So it's either Roethlisberger looking into the pond and seeing a young Patrick, or it's Patrick looking into the pond and seeing, like, a young Ben Roethlisberger.
I hope he's not looking into that pond and seeing himself, though, in the future, because it's not really good right now, you know, with Ben Roethlisberger.
Taped together and, yeah.
That being said, though, I mean, like, when you look at this game from a standpoint of, is Pittsburgh dangerous? Last time they were here 3 weeks ago, they weren't, but they're in the playoffs now. So what are some of the dangers that we have to look out for?
Bob, the biggest danger is the psychology of this game and the fact that the Chiefs blew them out 3 weeks ago. you seriously have got to power wash that out of your brain. And I've said this, if Mike Tomlin is walking down that tunnel, the Steelers are to be reckoned with. I think he does an amazing job. I think he's a CEO, and I think he's a tough guy. I'm a big fan of Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. Two, you're going to get a healthier T.J. Watt. And T.J. Watt, I'll get into this in a second, but sacks are just numbers, not with T.J. Watt. And you got to drill down on T.J. Watt to figure that out. They get Pat Freiermuth back. Another one, the tight end, they didn't play 3 weeks ago. Good rookie tight end at Penn State. And the other one, and this is a little trickier one, the Pittsburgh Steelers are number one in the NFL in drawing the most penalties against their opponents, and it's really not even close. They have drawn 123 penalties on their opponents for 1,017 yards. So if 100 yards equals 7 points, you need to divide that by, 17 weeks, you're getting 3 or 4 points a game that they're getting on penalties against their opponent. You have to be poised, and you've got to be disciplined in this game because Pittsburgh, they can muddy it up, but they can also put you in an issue where you're now losing field position or points, eventually points, because you're sitting with a guy with penalties.
Bob, those are Roethlisberger's biggest pass attempts, too.
Penalties.
Throw it down the field and hope he gets a hold. That's how he gets
Or getting
30,
rid of the ball.
30-yard completions.
Finding a way to get rid
he
of
does,
it.
He does get rid of it fast. I mean, that's the thing. You want to get pressure, and we want the guys up front to have an impact. How tough is that when he's really getting the ball out fast?
Bob, you got to understand how Kling is good with analytics. He was one of the top math students at Dubuque Hempstead High School.
Mm-hmm.
So the question here for all our math students that are listening on the way to school, our math teachers, is can a fraction of a second mean that much to Big Ben? The answer is yes. This is, to me, maybe the most astounding stat of this whole game. Big Ben gets rid of the ball, according to Pro Football Focus, at 2.27 seconds. Next Gen Stats has him at 2.38 seconds on the average. If he hangs on to the ball for another fraction of a second, if he hangs on to the ball at 2.5 seconds or more, he's been sacked 30 times, and he has a league-high 24 turnover-worthy plays.
Wow.
And the Chiefs' defense now is top two in the league on quick passes. These are Pro Football Focus numbers, but the quick pass that comes out. So I talked about this with Spags earlier in the week. This Steeler offense isn't throwing to down the field, right? This isn't Joe Burrow just yanking and throwing it long. This is rubs, screens, slants, and you've got to tackle well. But the ball's coming out fast. If you make Big Ben, we saw this 3 weeks ago, he hangs on for just a fraction of a second longer, problems happen now for Big Ben.
Talking with Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. And I think when you look at the Chiefs and what they do well is that first drive, right? They drive down the field. They score right away, 7 points on the board. It's glorious, man. There's nothing better than that. They need to do more than that, though, in this game. Like, deliver a knockout punch early. Is that possible this weekend?
I think it's impossible. I almost think it's imperative when you study the Steelers. They're another strange number. I think they've been outscored in the first three quarters. Matt and I was talking about this week. I think by 121 points. If you remember back in the 3 weeks ago, they hadn't scored a touchdown in 5 weeks in the first half. Now, they've been better the last 2 weeks. And then in the fourth quarter, they just unload. It's crazy. So, I don't know. Wasn't it Muhammad Ali had the rope-a-dope? Like, he would just mess with his opponent like a cat with a mouse and then knock him out. I don't think he rope-a-dope this week. I think he tried to knock him out early. There's some other numbers that doesn't make sense. And I'm going to jinx it here. Everybody's going to be mad at me. But T.J. Watt has no playoff sacks in three games, none. And in two playoff games, three games against the Chiefs, no sacks. T.J. Watt has no sacks. The other thing is Chris Jones. Now, Chris has a lot to do other than sack, but Chris has no playoff sacks in nine games. And I just some numbers, you're like, what? You got to look at it and then, dig it and look at it again and again. But this would be good for Chris Jones to get his first playoff sack and knock these guys out early. Don't wait to the end of the game or Chris Boswell will do something. Andre is a kicker.
Well,
he's yet to miss a field goal in the playoffs. He's 27 out of 27.
Wow, that's insane. Well, Chris Jones could, and we saw six of those here in one game a couple of years ago, right? Chris Jones, though, can make that difference now that he's been moved inside. Melvin Ingram is going to look at, like, in my opinion, the best in-season edition of the Andy Reid era. What were you doing on that day back in November 1st or whatever it was, November 2nd, when you heard Melvin Ingram is coming to Kansas City?
You know, I went back, Bob, and I looked at that. It was the day after the Giants game. It's the only time Bink went negator on me. I talked about him this week. After that Giants game, remember 20-17 and wasn't very pretty, but now the Chiefs were 4-4 and now with a, 6.5% chance of winning the division, Bink goes, this game means nothing. I don't see much in this game. And I told him that kind of lit the fuse. But the next day, if I'm not mistaken, Kling, you're their fact checker. I think it was November 1st we played the Giants. The next day, Veach makes this move to get Melvin Ingram. And it was emoji look up in the sky. Like, okay, sixth-round pick, that's not expensive. How much does he have left? Super respected him as a Charger. And little did the three of us know how much impact this guy was going to make on this defense and especially the defensive front. And there's enough juice. He showed that last week with that hit on Melvin Gordon. That was a juice play, man. And he's got enough. And you know he'll come and breathe and fire again on Sunday night. But November 2nd will be a red-letter day, no pun intended, on the Red Friday, that we won't forget in referencing the 2021 season because it becomes another chapter in Brett Veach's book, sixth-round equity. Remember, Trey Smith in the sixth round of the draft this year. He gets Trey Smith, and now he gets the sixth round pick traded away to get Melvin Ingram.
If you're the Giants, would you give up a first round pick for Russell Wilson for every year that he plays with you, whether it's 9 years or 5 years or 10 years or 20 years?
Wait a minute, that's a bizarre trade. That's
yes.
The condition of the trade?
Yeah, the Colin Coward suggested that the Giants should offer their first round pick to Seattle for every year that Russell Wilson is a member of the Giants. I say go for it.
That's really interesting. Now, that's thinking outside the box. So someone thought of that for Colin. He didn't think of that himself.
Right.
that's really tempting. I'd have to have a little bit of time to stew on that, but I wouldn't mind that necessarily. Because you're when he's done, then he's done. That deal's done.
Mm-hmm.
And Seattle might welcome that. But if you get how many years are you going to get out of him?
I don't know. Nine, maybe?
Nine first-round picks? That's like a franchise.
Yeah, but the Chiefs have had one first-round pick since they drafted Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't really contributed all that much, right?
All right.
True, they've only had two first-round picks in the last 6 years, right?
Yeah, right.
Mahomes and Clyde.
You can make it work.
Mahomes and Clyde. Yeah, Mahomes and Clyde are the two first-round picks. Man, I'd have to think about that. I just wouldn't jump out there and say, yeah, do it for the sake of our radio audience. But that's worth a thought. Now, if you're Russell Wilson, do you want to go into the Giants? Going to the Giants right now? But that could make him immediately competitive in that division.
Yeah, I'm going to the Giants, and you guys don't have first-round picks as long as I'm here?
Fine, see ya.
I don't know if maybe he doesn't sign up for that either. Mitch,
we'll get into this in the draft. I mean,
let's do that.
Yeah. That's more.
Honestly, I thought about this. When you look at first round picks, how many have really hit him? How many Micah Parsons are out there? Right, you're getting about five or six, maybe. I've got it. I'll have to research it. But your guys' point's a good one. That the first round is way overvalued. That's all we talk about in mock drafts. And what you've got to hit are those 2, 3, and 4s. That's where you're. Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers are at, and then your team is built with undrafted guys. 25%, I said this last week, 25% of the Chiefs team is not even drafted. And where would this team be without Darrell Williams and Byron Pringle and Charius Ward and those guys? So, you might be onto something.
All right, pace yourself. We got till Sunday night, but looking forward to it.
don't peek too soon.
That's right.
That's the T-shirt Kling gave me, Bob. I'm going to wear it today. Don't speak too soon.
He is Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. And, of course, Sunday night, 7:15, Mitch, Dane and Hughes, and myself on the call on 106.5 The Wolf, Chiefs and Steelers. A former NFL player says he's got some unique advice for current players battling cold playoff games. Next.
Mahomes to Kelsey. Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looks like that trip to Germany is going to happen now, Josh. We better get our flights booked because the Sports Business Journal has just released an article that's from an NFL insider in the league, I guess, that says 2022, it's all system go for Germany. Munich, Dusseldorf, and Frankfurt are the three cities that they're looking at. The host city will be announced during Super Bowl week, and they expect the game to include a matchup from the group of Panthers, Bucks, Patriots, and Chiefs.
Told you.
The four teams that are granted commercial rights in Germany, the NFC gets the extra home game in 22, so either the Panthers or Bucks will presumably host. A final announcement for the host city will come during Super Bowl
week. Bucks are on the Chiefs schedule. Chiefs, Bucks, Munich.
Or you do Bucks-Patriots over there, too. You could potentially do that and feature the Tom Brady-Bill Belichick rematch
that
over there in Germany. But I would
Panthers
think,
are not on the Chiefs schedule, right?
No, I don't think so.
I
know.
The Bucks
played
are.
Them 2 years ago.
The Bucks are. So that's why that's my pick. Bucks, Chiefs, in Munich.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty good. But you could also see them sliding the Patriots in there with the Buccaneers as well. I don't think the Panthers stand a chance of getting that game.
Really, pleased to be here in Germany.
Yeah,
all the fine folks have been following our Patriots team over the years.
Right.
Just on to Dusseldorf.
Mm-hmm. On to Dusseldorf.
There is some appeal to that. Don't get me wrong.
Would they make him wear lederhosen during the press conferences? I think so. All right, here's what we got. Coach Reed, Coach Belichick, one of you gets to go to Germany, but you have to wear lederhosen all week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think either of them would volunteer for that?
Andy can pull it off.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs because I think the Chiefs have been so out in the forefront of marketing into other countries for a very long time.
Yep.
Clark's been the head of the international committee for a very long time. They've got Patrick Mahomes.
They didn't want it to be a home game.
They wanted it to be a road game.
This is setting up perfect for that.
Yeah. So we're going to plan a trip and we're going to sell tickets to listeners. We're going to charter a jet and we're going to include tickets to the game and a week in Germany with Josh and I. And we'll get those up on the website as soon as we possibly
can
to get those tickets sold.
Sure,
those trips taken. Right. It's like, hey, we're going to be Larry Moore and take people to Ireland, right? Don't you want to go to Germany with Josh and I, drink beer during Oktoberfest and watch the Chiefs beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Germany?
Yeah.
That's a trip of a lifetime.
That's good.
I'm not kidding about that. That is a trip of a lifetime. We've already figured it out. We'll be on from 12 to 4. It's the perfect time of day for us. And we can party all day long. Hopefully it's during Oktoberfest.
I think it's a September game.
Yeah.
Because they celebrate it. So it's in September.
Right.
In Germany.
Right, exactly. I think that's what we have to do. It sets up wonderfully. I can't wait to be there with all of our listeners.
We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes at 913-576-7610 on the text line. Get those topics in now. We'll shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. So the forecast for Arrowhead Sunday, not bad. It's supposed to snow like tonight into tomorrow and then be around freezing cold and then warming up to around freezing. And, you know, it'll be a chilly night at Arrowhead. Don't get me wrong, but have you seen what's going to go on in Buffalo?
0 degrees, -4.
I did text my sideline counterpart, a friend of the show, Sal Capaccio, the Bills sideline reporter. I'm like, which one's going to be worse, that that Monday night game you guys had against New England or this one? And he's like, whew.
Or that game against the Chiefs a couple of years ago in that rain.
He said the one earlier this season was so cold because of the wind. Mm-hmm. And it's not supposed to be as windy. He goes, I can deal with the cold. It's that wind gets really, really cold, and it's not supposed to be as windy.
Okay.
But it's still supposed to be pretty breezy. It looks awful. Bart Scott, though, former NFL player on ESPN now, did have some advice for Josh Allen to persevere through the cold weather of their playoff game Saturday night.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I don't really have a response to that, but you play, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean
a lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Okay.
These statements have not been evaluated by
I was going to go Buffalo, like just go wings extra hot, but you know, you seem to have a better
suggestion. What were we talking about?
I don't think he's going to necessarily be taking Viagra from what I could tell through the conversation. He didn't share that with me, but he did say he's going to be standing next to heaters when the defense is out to keep those toast.
It'll be hot.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection.
So,
really?
Really? So Viagra.
Viagra is the
Bart's
way to go.
Everybody took Viagra. It circulates the blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, when you put it that way, why not? Look, I've been on the sidelines after NFL games. The stuff you see down there, the smelling salts that are all over the place on an NFL sideline, like, guys are willing to do whatever it takes. We'll talk to Dane and Hughes in a couple of minutes, find out some of the stuff that maybe
he's
they did.
Some cold weather tricks, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do to stay warm?
Ever heard the Viagra?
Has anybody ever suggested Viagra? Or Dane and too old that like Viagra wasn't a thing when he was playing?
They suggest that for everybody in the stands, too?
Yeah, I mean, if it's cold. Yeah. Everybody.
It seems like, they weren't the ones that were the NFL sponsor. It was the other one,
Cialis,
right?
Cialis was.
Okay, I was going to say they could hand those out.
Mike Ditka?
Hand those out at the gate on the
way
in.
Free Cialis for everybody to stay warm.
That'd be great. Let's shout it out.
That could get ugly.
913-576-7610. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610 and you will save 10%.
Shout it out to you guys for your support of the Gorax movement. It's on its way.
It's on its way, baby. We're doing our best. We told the voice to do it, so we'll see.
Star Wars character Gorax.
Yeah. Okay,
so the nickname... We're making the nickname, I guess, for Derek Gore. You guys are the listeners, so that's good. Can we bring growlers to the event tonight to have filled?
Yes,
sure you could.
Absolutely. They will fill them for you for a nominal fee.
That's right.
Just put it on the Spectre tab.
We'll be at
the
Cinderblock Brewery tonight. Come on out. Cinderblock Brewery and 610 Sports Radio, the collaboration playoff Pilsner Il Padrone. We're going to tap it tonight at 6. A free party at Cinderblock Brewery. Come on out, hang out. Bink will be broadcasting live tonight as well. Hope to see you there.
Are we having past hors d'oeuvres?
Well, I don't know. Dry snacks?
Dry snacks would probably be the way to go with that, right? Yeah, and bring your growlers because it's going to snow. You're going to be snowed in tomorrow. You want your beer fresh and ready to go for tomorrow, too.
I was walking to the store and someone threw a bottle of mayo at me. I said, what the hell, man?
I get it. Thank you, Josh. Why didn't you would have gotten it if they said, "What the best choice, man"?
What the best choice, man? Be a great comeback.
What the generic, man?
I'm genuinely curious what the stadium food in Germany is like.
I am too. That's good. It's like probably schnitzel.
Yeah,
some really good hot dogs, and
they better have like
kielbasa.
Giant steins.
Huge steins of beer,
no plastic
right?
cups. There's big, or they could be plastic steins.
Plastic steins would be good.
Would be great. Would be awesome.
I'm going to that game. I don't care when it is.
Mahomes to Kelce.
There you go. Be the call right now. 913-576-7610. People are curious of how to do this thing. You play the sound or you call. I can't make
first
it any
one
simpler
in wins.
For you.
It's pretty
913-576-7610. That's how you get entered. Every 15 minutes, someone's going to get entered for a chance to win a Travis Kelce autographed helmet. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Let's see. A bunch of people questioning whether Nagy would be back in Kansas City. I don't know. There's no openings in Kansas City right now.
Right.
So no. I think he's questioning whether, hey, take a year off, whatever.
Take a year off. Why not?
And you mentioned how tough it is to get fired. You ever been fired?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's terrible.
It sucks.
Yeah. It's awful.
Walking out with just your stuff is the most humiliating feeling you can have.
That's why you don't leave anything at the office.
Well, I've done that since the first time I was let go. Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep a bag and
pack up your box. No one really wants to make eye contact with you.
Really? Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's an awful feeling.
It's awful.
Even if like you're an NFL coach and you kind of know it's coming, you know, you probably still have.
I don't know. That's the
worst.
You
know what I'm saying? You still have that feeling. You know, you still have that same type of feeling. Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, color analyst on the broadcast, ranks a little bit higher than Josh on the broadcast.
What?
Not much.
Someone says, I don't think you could buy beer at European sporting events. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. Have you seen the behavior at soccer games?
Are you kidding me? That can't be real.
There's no.
Like some kind of riot?
I don't know. If there's no beer at the game, maybe we're not going. Danan, you played in the NFL in the 90s. You've done...
And in the cold.
And in the cold, I'm sure there's been some wild and crazy thing. Have you ever taken Viagra to stay warm on the sidelines?
No, I never heard of it, never took it, never seen a teammate or anybody else talk about it or do it. I don't know where Bart Scott came up with that, but... there's a lot of tactics, I guess there are, to try to stay warm. You got the warm packs that you put in your shoes and in your gloves and the hand warmers. Guys put plastic bags, like Ziploc bags, around their feet between socks to keep their feet warm. Vaseline on the arms was my main thing. One, it made you look tougher because you didn't wear sleeves. The other, there was many reasons. One, because you have a DB that grabs you. Now they have Vaseline on their hands. So, and then it keeps you warm and insulated. But never, ever, ever did I hear about Viagra being used, prescribed. I played with some creative dudes, and I still never heard of that.
Was Viagra even a thing when you were playing, though?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was either. So maybe if it was a thing, like if you were just retired, you'd probably be like, oh, yeah, people were popping Viagra all the time to stay warm down there.
I will tell you this. Greg Minuski, a teammate of mine, was probably the most creative, borderline, finding different ways to get an edge. He probably would have been the guy that would have brought it to everybody's attention in the locker room. So he probably would have been the Bart Scott of the Chiefs back in the 90s, if Viagra was a viable option.
So if he came in and suggested, hey, this pill is going to, you know, may do a little something else, but it's going to keep you warm during the game, you think guys would have taken it?
You have to call a doctor if, you know, you're...
Yeah, if after the game it's still not right.
Still
you
there,
know?
Yeah.
You know what? There would have been at least one guy that would have probably bought in. There's always one. There's always one gullible guy that would have bought in. But what if the intended effect of Viagra takes place during the game?
Yes.
I mean, you have that visual, that, you know, that's going to stick with you for life. So I don't know if I'd roll the dice with that remedy.
I'm just getting the visual of Josh Allen right now. Yeah.
Bump and run man to man, and, you know, that intended effect is right there. Or you diving for a football.
People stay away from you.
That could be
painful. Yeah. So what is like the craziest thing you may have ever done or heard on the sidelines? Not just to stay warm, but like what was the craziest thing that you look at on the sidelines and you go, you're doing what now in this situation?
Oh, man. As far as staying warm, I think people don't realize that when it's wet out, when you're playing in the rain, the driest part of your body, if you're playing in the rain, is behind your knees. So as a wide receiver, you'd have guys that would be either squatting down on the sideline or in the huddle, and they'd have their hands behind their knees as they squatted down because that's the only place on your pants that probably was not wet. So that's one aspect that people don't realize. Other than that, really not. I mean, you have the hand warmers and you know, those things help to some extent. That's really it. There's really not a whole bunch else that you can do. Face masks under the helmet. Let's face it, when you watch college football, in college it is regulated that you have to wear all your pads. back then, you didn't have to in the NFL. So guys would only wear shoulder pads and helmets. You didn't wear thigh pads and knee pads and butt pads and hip pads. You didn't wear any of that stuff, rib guards. You just wore shoulder pads and helmets because you wanted to be as fast as possible and as light on the field as possible. So if you go back to those games in the 90s, I remember guys getting penalized in college for not wearing pads, but in the NFL, they didn't regulate it at all. I mean, guys wore, you know, they didn't wear mouthpieces. Dale Carter and other guys, they had chewing tobacco in their mouth during games.
That'll protect the teeth.
You would come after the game. Chris Spielman, I think he even talked about it when he played with the Bills. He had chewing tobacco in his mouth. Guys would, at the end of the game, they'd have a white face mask, but all kind of brown chewing tobacco spit on the front of it because they didn't wear a mouthpiece. That's what they played with. So, yeah, there's some unique individuals. So that's why I say Viagra, if it was out and somebody suggested it, there would have at least been one guy that would have tried it. We had some characters that probably would have done that.
Name names.
And it would have been fun.
Name names. Who would have been the guy?
Well, I know Minuski would have tried it.
Yeah.
Minuski would have tried it. We did talk about the one story last night on Players Only. Keith Cash was a guest, and Joe Phillips was a defensive tackle, and he was a locker mate of mine. I don't know how I got to be a locker mate of Joe Phillips, but throughout my entire career, he was a locker mate, and he used to bring a Ziploc bag of garlic, onions, peppers, just raw balls of onions and all that, and he would just sit there and eat it like they were grapes right before the game. And like my rookie year, I didn't have enough guts to ask him. But by my third year, like the beginning of my third year, I finally got up enough guts to ask him. I said, Joe, what are you doing? Why are you? It smells over here. This side of the locker room smells. And why are you eating onions and garlic 10 minutes before the game? And he said, Danan, if I get them thinking about how bad my breath is, that's one extra step that I might have on them on an offensive line.
Why not?
Makes perfect sense.
So if not, so I say that because he'd probably be one guy that would try Viagra to get that extra edge as well. So who knows? Dale Carter might have been another guy. There probably would have been a circulation of Viagra in the locker room to see what guys it would affect and who would affect in its normal capacity as well.
What a time to be alive.
That's right. Danan, I'm just going to wear many layers. I'm not going to Viagra up, but I'll see you on Sunday night.
All right. Sounds good, man.
just gonna have layers.
How about that collection of dudes, though? Seriously, you think about it. Greg Minuski would have had. Joe Phillips is eating onions. Dale Carter's dipping on the field.
Sure. Why not?
We had a guy in college who told us that he was going to start smoking in order to stay warm in the wintertime. He thought that was a way to stay warm.
Yeah.
Literally, he was like bought in. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start smoking now.
You see everybody sitting outside smoking. Right.
Right. It's very warm.
They all look warm.
They all look so warm. This guy was a dope. He was also like this rich kid from like Oklahoma City who thought that everybody had the ability to just to charter a jet to get to wherever they wanted to go. Mm-hmm. What world do you live in, sir?
Yes. We asked our Pittsburgh counterparts, Chris Mack, Colin Dunlap, 93.7 The Fan. They do the mornings in Pittsburgh, but joined us earlier in the week about if the Steelers could flip this game on its head on Sunday. And does it have to be completely the other way for the Steelers to have a chance? Chris Mack.
It doesn't have to be totally outside of themselves. I actually talked about this morning. You know, they turned the ball over three times the day after Christmas, and the Chiefs were just a machine, right? Scored on the first four possessions or whatever it was. They were an extra point and a missed field goal away from being up 27-0 at the half. Everything went right for the Chiefs. Everything seemingly went wrong for the Steelers. So they don't need to completely flip the script. I don't think it's got to go completely the other way where everything goes wrong for the Chiefs and everything goes right for the Steelers. But we're not far off from that.
All right.
So not quite, but kind of there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If the Steelers were to pull the upset, what would have to happen? We asked that to Colin Dunlap of 93.7, the Fan.
If they do, they force turnovers. The Kansas City Chiefs revert back to what they were the first five games this season, I think, and don't show that offensive continuity. And I think somehow, some way, they found a way to stop Kelce, who is the single most dynamic man on the football field, and that's Mahomes included, in this football matchup. The Steelers have no answer for Kelce. They just don't. A lot of the league doesn't have an answer for Kelce, especially when Kansas City wants to bring him in near the scrimmage line and direct snap stuff to him and do different things. If the Steelers found a way to win, they have totally shut down Travis Kelce.
And I hope they don't have the answer for that.
I hope they don't either. I don't think anybody has the answer
for
Travis
Kelce. When I heard
that
this week, I'm like, all right, cool. I'd love to see a Travis Kelce game.
Right.
That would be terrific. He didn't play in the first matchup, and they put up 36.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, okay? Right? It's insane.
I love it. Love it.
Let's go. Put up 40.
Playoff coverage brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. We have one person who has picked the Steelers, and we found, surprise, surprise, it's Mike Florio.
Mike Trolio.
Pro Football Talk.
Yeah.
Florio's take. This one's setting up to be another memorable night for the Steelers and a forgettable one for the Chiefs.
There you go, troll.
All reason and common sense suggests a Kansas City win. So, I mean, throw that out, right?
Right.
I mean, don't go with all reason here.
Mm-hmm.
But with Mike Tomlin coaching and Ben Roethlisberger entering his final postseason run.
That's where you lost me. If you just would have said with Mike Tomlin coaching, I'm like, okay, I'm listening.
And then the Steelers embracing a natural and authentic nothing to lose vibe. They can do the unthinkable if they can deliver an early uppercut to a flat-footed favorite with players who, no matter what they hear from the coaching staff, will approach this one like the easy win that it should be. It won't be. Florio's pick, Steelers 27, Chiefs 24.
Yeah, that's not happening. So sorry, Mike.
We found the... We found the one guy.
Yeah, we found him. And I haven't found anybody else yet picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Florio is a Steeler fan and a Chiefs troll, so it makes perfect sense that he would go with the Steelers. Right. As Mitch Holthus told us, he was the guy who was advocating to injure Patrick Mahomes.
And again, a lot of this is on Andy Reid.
Yeah, it is. This is Andy Reid's week.
As Dana has talked about with us a lot of times, like, coaches can be the best brainwashers. He's like, we hated the Raiders for a long, long time.
Right.
Because Marty told us to hate the Raiders.
Yep.
Andy Reid... best coaching work this week is flush the first matchup. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do to beat him. That first matchup didn't happen.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to brainwash the Chiefs heading into Sunday. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Listen for the risket for the brisket pick coming up. Listen for the Kelce sounder coming up as well. And remember 913-576-7610 to get in for a chance to win that Travis Kelce autographed helmet. And Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, will join us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.